Okay, let's graduate to the Rambam. All right, we're starting now the second chapter in Hilchos Me'ilah, Halacha Aleph. And now we're going to get to some differences between Kotchim Kalim and Kotchim Kotchim. That's when exactly the Me'ilah begins and Me'ilah ends.
Me'ilah.
Kotchim Kalim, the lower level of Kotchim, such as a Shlomim or a Toida. You got to remember, Kotchim Kalim, it belongs to the owner. It starts off belonging to the owner. And Hashem only gets his part at a certain point in time. And this was a big distinction of that and Kotchim. Okay, Kotchim Kalim Ein Mo'alim. You were not subject to the laws of Me'ilah. In other words, you would not violate the law of Me'ilah if you would partake of any of the meat, Ad Shizorek Adam, until the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Because at that time, so to speak, Hashem starts to get his portion out of this. Kotchim Kalim, really, it's the owner's. The owner's going to be the one primarily eating it. So the owner gives a little bit of the korban to Hashem. And therefore, although really once you've designated this korban as a kotchim, you're not supposed to be eating it. But the only question we're dealing with in this section is, have you been moel? Have you misappropriated from God? Kotchim Kalim, nothing becomes God's until we have the Zrikas Hadam. And now that portion that's burnt on the Mizbeach, on that part and on that part alone, from that point in time on, can you be mol? Can you misappropriate that? Okay? But until that point in time, the guy sanctifies it. I want this to be a shlamim. Fine. You're not supposed to eat it. There could be other issues you're transgressing. Right. But the question of me'ilah, there's no me'ilah until the Zrikas Adam. Once Nizrak Adam, once the blood has been sprinkled, then the part that belongs to Hashem, the Emurim, the fats, Mo'alim Be'emurim, now you can be Mo'al, you can transgress and misappropriate only the Be'emurim. Nothing else can be misappropriate because nothing else belongs to Hashem. And how long are those Emurim prohibited? Not just while they're burning on the Mizbeach, but Ad Sheyetzu LeBeis HaDeshen, till they go to the Beis HaDeshen. What's the Beis HaDeshen? That's that storage place outside of Yerushalayim. Okay? And that's when that kotchim, what we say, has been fully processed to its extinction, as it were. Once it goes to the heap in Yerushalayim, there's no sanctity to those ashes or anything. And the reason why you can't have any of this, because Sha'arei Heim Le'ishim, because at this point, after the Zrika, they now are meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And therefore, that's what you will be misappropriating. Once you sprinkle the blood for the Kotchim Kalim, the Emurim now belong to Hashem. They're supposed to go on the Mizbeach. And now you would be misappropriating it. However, all the rest of the stuff that's eaten, vein mo'alim v'davar anecho, but you will not be misappropriating any of those things that are meant to be eaten by the Jewish people, because that never was God's. That's the clear distinction between Kotchim Kalim and Kotchim Kotchim. The Kotchim Kalim never are God's to begin with, until the Zrikas Adam, and only the part that gets burnt on the Mizbeach. Afilu helo ha'emurim shalohem la'mizbeach kodem Zrika. Even if, let's say, you took the emurim, you put the facts, and you put them on the Mizbeach, and let's even say you wanted to burn them, but as long as it's before the Zrikas Adam, let's say the Yisrael goes on the Mizbeach and takes the fat off the Mizbeach and gobbles it up. Ein mo'alimam, you would not transgress the avera of misappropriation, ad shizorei kadam, until the blood gets sprinkled. Key concept here. Okay, now, some other ideas. Let's say that they did it improper avoda. Now, you know, those emurim are not supposed to go out of the azara. So let's say before the Zrikas Adam, Hotzi emureyem lachutz kodem zrika. What if they take the fats that should belong to Hashem, but they take them out before the zrika, and that makes the fats posel? You've rendered them posel. Okay, so now let's say you go eat some of those fats now. Ein mo'alim bahem. You're still not going to be misappropriating achi zorek adam until the blood gets sprinkled on the mizbeach. Now, once nizrak adam, once the blood is sprinkled, afal pisha adayim heim bachus, even though these emurim are still outside of the azara, v'lo hechzirim, and you haven't brought them back. You don't intend on bringing them back. And you're gobbling it up now.
Why?
After the sprinkling happened. Mo'alim bahem. You have now misappropriated. Even if it is posel,
right,
doesn't matter. And here's the golden rule. Shehazrika mo'eles layotze. The sprinkling of the blood will affect what goes out. Bein lahakel, whether it'll bring a leniency in the law. Bein lahachmir, whether it'll bring a stringency in the law. Well, what would be a leniency in the law? Well, we'll see shortly in a minute. Meat of katshe kedoshim,
right,
that you will, katshe kedoshim, you're always moel on it from the get go.
Right,
but once the blood is sprinkled, there's no me'ilah. And even, let's say, the basar that is outside of the azara, but once you sprinkle the kutcha, now no me'ila happens. That's the leniency. Or whether here, lahachmir, we're talking about shekalim, and you took them outside of the azara, and then you sprinkle, then it becomes a stringency. So the key moment is this rikas hadam. So in actuality, what's happening in kutcha kalim, the zrika flips the emurim of the kutche kalim to now start me'ilah, while kutche kutchim, the sprinkling of the blood, will now take off whatever kutche kutchim, whatever me'ilah happens, as we will explain in halacha beis.
I was just going to ask, I don't understand that.
Of course you don't understand, because we didn't do beis yet.
Okay, good.
How could you understand it if it hasn't been explained?
Okay, I thought I understood.
Okay,
so
beis. Now we're going to see the flip side of it all. Kol kutche kedoshim. Now we start with kutche kedoshim. Chatos, asham,
ola.
Okay. When does the me'ilah clock start here? Mo'alim bahem mishehuk teshu. From the moment you sanctified it and said this animal is going to be for a chatos, whatever. At that point, you could transgress me'ilah. On the entire animal, you are moel on it. The entire animal. Until the blood is sprinkled. Now, what happens after that point? Doesn't change everything. But nizrak adam, now that the blood is sprinkled, mo'alim bohem, you will still can misappropriate bidavar shekulo la'ishim, anything that has to be entirely burnt. Until it is totally burnt. And also, it goes to the repository outside Yerushalayim. But as long as there's even ashes on the Mizbeach, you still will be moel with it.
Wow.
But they moel, but after the Zrika, they moel in Bedover Nechel, but you will not be misappropriating for something that now is permitted to eat, whether it's for a Kohen, whether it's for Yisrael. Even if Yisrael eats what's belonged to the coin, there could be other Isurim he's doing by eating it, but he has not transgressed Me'ilah.
So this is
the major rule we got to remember. This is a primary rule that's going to go with you for the rest of Hilchos Me'ilah.
And the rest of your life.
The basic difference between Kutche Kutchim and Kutche Kalim. The lighter Kutchim, once you say the animals for a Shlamim or a Toda, no Me'ilah, period, on anything. Only Me'ilah begins with the Zrikas Hadam, and only for the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach, such as the Emurim, and it stays that way until the Emurim are burnt, and the ashes are taken to the Beis Hadesh and outside of Yerushalayim. After that point, you do whatever you want with it.
It's gone.
Okay.
You can steal the ashes from the Beis Hadesh.
No.
But that's once it, that's the garbage dump. Yeah. So once it's the garbage dump, nobody cares about it. Only, but if it's on the Mizbeach or next to the Mizbeach, Trumas Hadeshen, still isn't going to do anything until it goes all the way to the base Hadeshen outside Yerushalayim. On the other hand, Kotshei, that was what? Kotshei
Kalim.
Kotshei Kotshim, on the other hand, is much stricter. And therefore, as soon as you designate that animal as a chatas, oshim, or an ola, immediately me'ila kicks in. And it kicks in and stays for almost the entire animal until it gets to the Beis Hadeshen as well. But again, when the Zrika Saddam happens, and now there's permissibility for any human being to eat it, at that point the me'ila falls off, and if you eat it, you have not transgressed me'ila. All the Rambam is going to do for the balance of the chapter is give all kinds of different karbanos, different analyses of exactly when the me'ila starts, when the me'ila goes off, because there are certain differences in all these types of cases. But that has been the general rule. We're clear on the general rule? Okay. So Gimel Ketzat. So let's start with the for instances. So let's start with a basic. Ha'ola, the ola. Okay, what do we know? The ola is kachet kachim. It's entirely birth. Now, there's all kinds of olas, right? So let's see now. Ha'ola, echad olas ha'olf. Doesn't matter if it's a bird ola. Ve'echad olas behema, or doesn't matter, an ola of an animal. Or v'hakometz, that's the fistful that you take from a minchas soles. That you take, the coin takes it, and that's burnt on the Mizbeach, although the remnants are eaten by the Kohanim, but the komates is completely burnt. Valavona and the frankincense that accompanies the mincha, almost every mincha, except the minchas chote ani or a couple others, but the frankincense, of course, that also is meant to be entirely burnt. Uminchas kohanim, a mincha of a kohen, that's an unusual case, because what do we say?
Whole thing gets
no kohmates is taken off, and the entire mincha is burnt. Vechavitim, and the kohen gadol's daily mincha, same thing, completely burnt. Uminchas nisochim, we said most korbanos, whether they're public or communal, you bring flour libations with the mincha. And why is it called nesachim? Although nesachim means to be poured, because you almost always bring wine libations with them as well. So those flour libations, which are completely burnt. Ma'al. So what's going to be the rule? When does me'ila start? When does me'ila end? Mo'al and behem, they were mo'al with all of them, mishah sektation, when they were sanctified for sacrificial purposes. And when does it end? Acheyetsu achas shreifasam, until they've gone out after they've been fully burnt al mizbech and they've reached Lebeis Hadeshen, the repository outside of Yerushalayim. So those are things that are completely burnt. Halacha Dalid will continue with that. Although the shirayim are not completely burnt, but we're not talking about the shirayim of the komates. We're just talking about the komates.
Can I ask a question?
For sure, you could always ask. I don't know if I could answer.
Okay. So we see, until that is taken out to the base of Deshen, you are liable for Me'ila. So let's say somebody shafted a bird, and then they covered it, grab some ash from the Mizbeach, and quickly put it on, there's a good chance that they've done Me'ila. With the oaf, if you shech the bird, let's say if you...
Okay, you go up to the ashes,
and you take the ashes and you put them over the blood. You know, you have to put the... Over, let's say you have certain birds, you have to put ashes on the blood.
Don't take those ashes.
I know, but if you did take those ashes and you put it on, you would be guilty of Me'ila, because that hasn't been taken out to the Beit HaDeshen, even though it's in an ash.
Right. If you use them in a way that would transgress Me'ila, that would be
for your benefit.
Part
of the service. It would just be something you're doing personally.
Unless there's an exclusion if you're doing it for mitzvah, I'm not sure. I didn't get to that yet.
Okay,
moving on to other things that are burnt. Dalid, v'chein parim anisrafim, or bulls that are burnt totally, or lot, usir asrafim, and the goats that are burnt. We're talking about the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, right? There's also the bull that a Bezdin brings that they make a mistake in passing the wrong thing, and that which was usher that had a punishment of Kares, they allowed, and the Jews acted according to them, and they made a mistake, or they allowed Avodah Zarah. So all these things, you burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach, and the meat is burnt at the Beis Hadeshen. The burning goes out, the main burning is outside Yerushalayim. Bottom line, it's all burnt. So same idea. Mo'alim bo'em, when you transgress the misappropriation, Mishah Sektation, from the moment you sanctify that animal, Anshi Yisro, until they're burnt, V'tigomer Sreifasam, and their burning is finished, B'Beis Hadeshen, in the Beis Hadeshen. See, this is different. The other ones, you take the ashes to the Beis Hadeshen.
Yeah, you gotta burn it in the
These karbanas are burnt in the Beis Hadeshen. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't know. Ve'yutach ha'basar, and the meat is completely melted by the burning process. Aval kodem she'yitoch, but before their mamish melted down and burnt, mo'alim bo yirmol v'beis, even though it's in the basis. Why is the Rambam saying this halach? It's almost the same as before. The difference is, the other things were burnt on the Mizbeach, and the ashes were brought to the Beis HaDeshen. Here, you're burning these animals in the Beis HaDeshen.
Yeah.
So I might have thought, okay, it's already reached the Beis HaDeshen. So it should be already out of the game. So we're saying, it's not enough. It's got to be fully burnt to a crisp in the Beis HaDeshen, and then from that point, the Mila has left
because
them.
Normally, it's done before it gets there.
Right, so that's what he's there. Adding on. That's goes, even yeah. though it doesn't get done till later, but you still got to wait till it gets done. Similarly, hey, Vechein Para Aduma. Let's talk about the Para Aduma now.
Whoa.
You got to burn the red heifer.
Not often.
So when does Mila start? Mo'alim Ba, Misha Hukdisha, from the time he sanctified that animal. Until it becomes ashes. Now, this is very interesting over here. We will see. Hold on. There's going to be a problem over here. What's the inherent problem you're seeing already? These ashes do not go to the Beis HaDeshen. These ashes are saved. These ashes we use. These ashes we benefit from. So the question is, how come we're not Moel?
That's what you want the whole
How come we're not Moel? So he says, think about it. If you really think about it, it really is like Kutche Bede Kabayis for the upkeep of the temple. Not exactly Kutche Bede, but it's like it. And but still, Hare Nema, because it's not a regular korban. It's not slaughtered on the Mizbeach. It's done on Mount Scopus, facing direct view to the Kutche Kadoshim. But
check
that out there. So this isn't like your normal korban.
No.
So it, to a certain degree, it is better. It's like upkeep to a certain degree. But at the end of the day, but still, Hare Nemar Ba, Chatasi. But we call it a Chatas. So it is called a Chatas. So therefore, there is a law of Me'ila. Okay. So now there's a law of Me'ila. How are we ever going to use the ashes for the purpose we want to use? We're clearly benefiting from that. So guess what the rabbis can do? Utnai Bezdin, who, and the Bezdin makes a condition. We'll have to explain a little bit more. Shol yimol adam be'efra para, that no one is considered misappropriating when they're using the ashes of the paraduma. Now, really, the Gemara goes in a little bit more detail, and we'll share this with you. The rabbis made two decrees regarding the paraduma. It started like this. Biblically, really, you're only mull with the meat, but not with the ashes. Clearly, because we have to use the ashes. So the Torah is telling us, okay, it's a chatas, so it'll be laws of me'ila, but we have to use the ashes. So the Torah itself is saying you can't be mull with that. Okay, then the rabbis saw that was once we wouldn't be mull biblically because of the ashes, and people might start using the ashes. You know, if you are Moel, that's a bad thing. No one wants to be held accountable for misappropriating things.
No.
But once the Torah says you can't misappropriate ashes.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw that people were starting to use the ashes for mundane purposes.
Really?
So the rabbis plugged in a rabbinic decree. Anyone who touches ashes becomes Moel. Rabbinic Me'ila Drabanan. Now everybody respects the rabbis, and they stop touching it. But now, now what happens? What about certain people who had a suffek tumah? What if a guy's not sure he came in contact with the dead? What would you do normally in Hilchas Paraduma? I'm not sure if I'm Tamei Meis. Right. Can I go into the Azara?
No.
Because no. Maybe you're Tamei Meis.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Okay, we'll sprinkle you, let's say, to be Machmir.
Yeah.
To be strict. Wait a minute. So guys were suddenly saying, well, I don't want to go, nothing doing.
What?
I don't want to get sprinkled. Why? I'll tell you what. I don't want to be held responsible for misappropriating. Yeah. Because what if I'm not Tommy?
You don't really need it.
And now you're putting the ashes on me. Oh, I don't want it. Keep me away from it. I'd rather be Tommy and not go to the Beis HaMikdash. So people are now afraid of the rabbinic me'ilah that they would be transgressing. So therefore they nullified the decree and they kept it to the Din Torah, which was that they would that the ashes of the Paraduma you cannot be maul. And hopefully people stop fooling around with them, using it for their own purposes. So that's the special law of the Paraduma. Okay, so far the first three these halachas of Gimel Dal and Hay have dealt with the parts of the animals or the animals that are completely burnt, and when does the me'ilah process end? Basically, the end is when it ends at the Beis Hadeshen. When does it start? When it was sanctified. But now we're going to discuss in Vav and in Zayin and Ches and a few more. Katshe Kedoshim that are partially eaten. What happens now with these partially eaten ones? So, Chatas Behema V'osham V'zivche Shalmei Tzibur. A regular Chatas that the Kohanim get to eat a portion of it. And an ashram that the Kohanim eat a portion. And the zavachim of congregational shlomim. And that's Chag HaShavuos, where they brought two sheep for shlomim and their kutch of everything. But Kohanim get to eat it. So now what's the law? Mo'alim b'chulim. All these, you begin the misappropriation prohibition. Mishihu k'dusha, when they were sanctified. Ad shi'izra kadam, until the blood is sprinkled. Nizra kadam, once the blood is sprinkled, mo'alim be'mereim, the emurim, the fats that are meant to be burnt, they still belong to Hashem. You could be mo'al on that, at she'etzul beis hadeshen, until they go out to that beis hadeshen, but ve'ein mo'alim babasa, but you're not mo'al on the meat, because the meat is eaten by the Kohanim. So once, when is it permitted? Right after the sprinkling of the blood. Similarly, V'chein chatas ha'of. Now before we did olas ha'of. Now we're talking about the chatas ha'of. All right. Sh'mo'alim ba, you'll also transgress misappropriation, mishahuk teshu, when they become sanctified. Ad shi'yaz adam, until the blood is sprinkled. Now, who's adam? Now you sprinkle the blood of the chatas of the oaf. Ain ba me'ila, there's no me'ila. Why? Not at all. Why? Because nothing of that animal gets burnt on the Mizbeach. You do some other things, but you don't burn anything on the Mizbeach. So the majority of the bird you're okay with. Aval usur, but you're not, it's not me'ila, but you're forbidden lehanos to take pleasure be mur asa with its crop. Vinotzasa and its feathers. The Torah says specifically, you take the crop and you take the feathers and you toss it over the side of the Mizbeach. Okay? And therefore, although the Mizbeach doesn't get anything, remember, Me'ila can only ultimately be on what the Mizbeach gets to consume. So it doesn't consume anything of this bird.
But you can't consume
So therefore, you can't be moel. Can't be mauled once the blood has been sprinkled. And now, the rest of the bird can be eaten.
Yeah.
But the crop and the feathers, they get thrown over to the side. Okay? Now, so it comes out by the chatas ha'of. One second. They're not burnt at all. They're all given to the Kohanim, right? Fine. So therefore, that's the issue over there. V'anehena behem achar hazoya. But what if you take benefit from the crop and the feathers after you sprinkled? Lomol. You're not allowed to take it, but it didn't belong to Hashem, so you have not been mauled as well.
Well, nothing belonged to Hashem.
Okay, Zion. Hamenachas. What about, yes? No? That's like the inside. It's one of the stomach areas, right? Yeah, something with the stomach.
Right in the esophagus.
Okay. Zion, Hamenachas. What about a Korban Mincha? At what point does the flour become Aser? Right? Mo'alim Bahem Mishahuktashu. Once you sanctify them, you're Mo'al. Even though you didn't sanctify it by putting it in a ministering vessel, right? Until Achektira Komets, and that, so it's prohibited even before you put it into the vessel. And now it's Usur until Achektira Komets, until you've now separated the Komets.
So one designation we're talking about. We're not talking about where it's going to be put in.
Right.
Once you designate this flower, it's now Me'ilah Prat. It can be Me'ilah.
Right. Even if you haven't put it into a Kli, yeah, which is a higher level of Kedusha.
Yeah. Well,
right? Now, Korava Komets, now you've brought the Komets. You burnt it on the Mizbeach. Now, Hutra Shiyarmecha, now the remnant, you're allowed to eat it. And all the aspect of Me'ilah now is gone. Once you, now there's no Zrikas Hadam, obviously. So what's going to be the thing that permits it, right? We're saying it until Atsheyakdir HaKomets, till you burn that Komets. That becomes the matter over there. Now, what if in Nimsu Ashiyarim, what if the remnant became Pasul, or Chasur, or was missing some of it, V'yachakachikdir HaKomets, and then you burnt it with the Komets. Now, very interesting. That Komets is Pasul. Since it was either Tame, it became Pasul, let's say Tame, or it's missing, it doesn't work. Remember, you can't have remnants from remnants.
Right.
So therefore, when out you burn it, doesn't allow it to be eaten. So now we have an interesting Shaila.
Okay.
So what is the remnants? Is it still Moel, meal or not? So he says, "Ho v'aktar zu'ena materes hasher mechlis." Since the burning now will not permit these things to be eaten, hari adover savik. It's a doubt. Im yatz nevil alayis. If it's gone out of meal or not, therefore you shouldn't eat it. If you do eat it, we cannot punish you out of doubt. Let's just do one more, maybe. No, we're way over the time. We're going to stop over here. Okay.
What's going on?